Hey guys, awesome episode today. We have a dick pic dilemma, a bad memory, and a mom looking to tell her dates. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freak, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it one more motherfucking time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep spreading the word. You know how you do it? Here's the best, most invasive way to tell someone about the show. Take a screenshot of you listening on your phone, make it your Instagram story, you tag a bitch, me, I'm the bitch, and then I respond with a little heart. I respond and I give a little heart, a little thank you, a little totes preach from Papa JT, the King of Brunch, the Wizard of Weddings.
Listen, rate, review, subscribe.
That's right, okay? Because that's how this whole thing works. It's one big feather factory.
Feather those nuts.
That's right. Feather those nuts. FTN, baby. Because that's what you have to do. People don't, because I've told people about podcasts before. I know how they react. Oh, I don't listen to podcasts. Oh, no. They get offended. You know why they're offended? They're behind. They're slower. They're stupid. They're upset that they're not up with technology so that they back up. This happened with ATMs. There were people out there that were like, I don't know about ATMs back at a certain time. Now that sounds ridiculous, but you know what those people are? They're dead in the street. They couldn't keep up. Losers, okay? So here's how you help your loser friends. You make it, you screenshot, you listening, you make it. That is, you know how good it feels when you make it? I got to tell you, when you make it your Instagram story and you screenshot and tag me, tag a bitch, tab, T-A-B, tag a bitch. You know how good that feels? It's as if I'm on all fours in the middle of a meadow. There's nature all around. A stream nearby. You can kind of hear a fire crackling in the background. That's from the morning we made breakfast on that fire crackling. I'm naked. My nuts are protruding out from the back. So if you saw the outline of me, you'd see my ass, and then you'd see a little tiny bump under the ass. Those are my nuts. And when you make it your Instagram story, it's as if you've taken a feather from feet away, a huge feather. Imagine a huge feather, like one that you're like, I don't even know what animal this would be on. And you're taking it, and just the tippity top of that feather, you're going from anus to shaft. And back and forth. And I'm sitting there purring. I'm going, keep going. And then a storm rolls in. And you know what? It's warm out. So we like the storm. I just got a good sweat. So this storm feels good to me. That's what it feels like when you make it your Instagram story. So now, post it now as your Instagram story and just think of me going, I'm like a grandfather who had just had a sip of coffee.
That's good.
Very excited about today's guest. Oh, also, if you're listening and you're in LA, I am going to be at Flappers in Burbank, one night only, November 11th. That's Flappers in Burbank, jaredfreed.com. We're doing one night. Tickets are low. FYI, don't be the ATM user, or the person who doesn't use the ATM. See, it all connects. It's all the circle of feathers. Don't be sitting there in Jonestown messaging me going, yo, Papa JT, Wizard of Oz, I've been trying to go to your show for years. I've been a fan. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. JaredFree.com. I'm going to be in Burbank the 11th. That's LA. Then I'm going to San Francisco Punchline the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I'm going to be in Sacramento the 15th. Listen, 13th and 14th, if you want to come on those dates, SOL. Shit out of luck. You're out. 12th, still tickets in San Francisco. Still tickets the 15th in Sacramento. Come to those shows. After that, I'm done. I'm not leaving the house for a couple months because I don't want to. I'm done. I've been traveling too much. I was just in Baton Rouge. Love. Oh, here's, I'm going to give a suggestion. If you go to Baton Rouge or you go to New Orleans, and I don't know how many people know about this place. I'm sure someone's going to DM me and be like, oh, everyone fucking know, you know. Mike Anderson's Seafood. Oh my fucking God. Also, Fred's Bar. That's a place everyone goes to in Tigerland. They treated us like literally like royalty. So support those places. Very excited about today's guest. A new guest. New guest alert. Ring that bell. That's right. Here we go. From Washington, D.C. A resident of the Los Angeles Greater County area. Josh Adams.
Great guest alert.
How are you doing?
I can't tell you how awesome that was to watch you record that intro and just that one take, because when I try to do it on my podcast, I do it like 50 times. I'm having breakdowns and you just powered through.
That's right.
And just, it was fan-fucking-tastic.
One take train.
That was incredible.
So pumped to have you. I've been watching you from, you get in these situations in comedy where you kind of just see people doing stuff. You don't want to like intrude, or you don't want to like, you know, you don't know them from anything. But then I've known your show, and I told you when you came here, this was our first time really meeting, but through good friends and through, you know, listen. Here's tip number one from this podcast. This is an advice podcast. Warm recommendations. That's a key to life. Someone saying, you're going to like this person. Deal, you know, because I think we, a lot of times, I call it FTG mode, fuck that guy mode, where the first time you meet someone or the first time you come across them, you're just like, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, that takes that out of your brain. When someone goes, you're going to like this guy. He's funny. He's going to be great in the show. Have him on. And I go, come on.
You have to trust the people that are in that inner circle, because that's why they're in that inner circle.
Absolutely.
And what I've been able to do as I've gotten older now is just limit that inner circle to where it's like, I trust everybody so much that like I could tell them like, you know, about all the hookers that I'm thinking about murdering and all of that shit. I'm just like, dude, Maddie, just so you know.
Let me just tell you one thing about this hooker that I'm really keeping an eye on.
She's a really nice girl, man. She's got, you know, she's going to DeVry Institute. I'm really excited about the possibilities. I hate to have to kill her.
I do. So I've seen your show, and it is a fucking awesome experience.
Thank you, brother.
And it's called the Goddamn Comedy Jam.
Comics go on stage. They do stand up. Then they tell a story about why they chose the song they're gonna sing, and then they sing a cover song with a live band. The idea sounds shitty, sounds cheesy, but the execution is legit as fuck, and it's real. Like, I think it's from the area that I grew up in. It's just the DC area. It just was a real rock and roll music town, and like punk rock, do it yourself. And I mean, as you know, it's like that show is just, it's something I love. So when you love something,
absolutely,
it shows, and it just, the energy just comes off to the audience, and they gravitate.
I saw it in DC, and I also saw it in Montreal at the Montreal Comedy Festival. It is a fun fucking experience, especially. Because I know we got a lot of guys and girls, single guys and girls, people dating people. Great for like a date.
Dude, like, there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of like couples met there. It's definitely,
it's a place to go. If you brought like, and if there's, we have a lot of women that listen to this podcast. If you're a group of five girls that are in Brooklyn right now, this show is in Brooklyn tonight. Okay. Yeah. Tuesday, November 6th at the Warsaw in Brooklyn. The lineup, it's for the New York Comedy Festival. So this is going to be like a lineup you can't really buy a ticket to anywhere else.
Yes.
Name the names.
We have Bill Burr. We
have my fucking God.
Sal Volcano from the Practical Jokers.
That's an OKP from this podcast. Original key player. This guy, Sal, is the fucking best.
He's the greatest human being I've ever met in my life. Nikki Glaser.
Great.
Big J Okerson.
Oh, kills it. I watched Big J do it.
He crushes. Big J's. We actually have the two godfathers of the jam. We have the L.A. version, which is Burr, because he's done it more than anybody. Because
he plays the drums, right?
He plays the drums, but he sings. And also, if you're in L.A., yeah, we have the show tomorrow night. Let me do this pitch. We have the show tomorrow night, November 6th. We have a huge special guest I can't announce. It's going to be the shit. Get
big,
tickets.
Baby.
It's going to be fun. There are tickets available. But then November 15th, we have Burr and Jim Jefferies doing my birthday show. Burr, we're doing a goddamn comedy jam in L.A., which we don't do that often anymore. And we're doing it at the Roxy November 15th. And Burr is singing and he's playing the drums at the same time. So think of a song where the drummer sings and what might be that song. Trust me, you know what it is. It rhymes with motel.
There we go.
Schmalishmornia.
I love it. I'm going to be in there the 16th, so I got to come find you after that.
Are you going to be? Wait, you're getting
I'm coming back to L.A.
Oh,
so I'm
God
going. We're doing 2 weeks in a row. This Snapchat.
You come a day early. I'll comp your tickets. Give you the VIP full experience.
Dude, I can't. I'm going to be in Sacramento.
You can do whatever you want, J Train. Don't be the ATM guy. Don't be the ATM
ATM.
The
ass
to mouth guy.
No, I like to.
Oh, do you mean the cash machine? My bad. See where I go. And
so listen. If you're in New York City, get a ticket right now.
Please.
It's at the Warsaw in Brooklyn. Bring a crew. It is a fun fucking show.
Thank you, buddy.
It takes everything and puts it together. You know, you got great comics doing their bits and telling a story about how the song relates to them, and then they bring it down, and then everyone's up dancing. It's just fucking great.
It's what I've been able to do as I've gotten older is to realize that you need to have these ways to expel negative energy from you, because we're just so programmed to fucking be weighted down, and the show is just this energy release where it's not even about the comics. Yeah. It's like, dude, they're not professional singers, but we are just giving you everything, and then if you give that back, you'll walk out of there happy, man.
You have people like dancing on stage, and it's fun.
Great.
You just like, you know, a lot of people, you know, you moved to New York City. You didn't move here to sit at home on a Tuesday night and go, well, I got work early tomorrow. You moved here so that 20 years from now, you're going to live in a suburb and you're going to go, man, I used to go out on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. It was insane.
It was
just tapas until 3 a.m.
Tapas all the time. And also, you got a podcast, and I want people to check it out.
I do. We just started releasing the first episode of The 500 with Josh Adam Myers. It's a record book club using Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list. Each week, I start with, we're starting at number 500, which was Outkast Equemini, and I sit down with a guest. They have a week with the record, and then we just break it down and talk about art and life, and it's the
shit,
man.
Because these podcasts are now like siphoning off into like little sections.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that I originally was going to do another one, and I wasn't excited about it because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went through this whole like breakdown as I was getting the success from the TV show. I was completely depressed and just like, you know, isolating from the world. And then I started like working on myself and, you know, meditating. I started introducing CBD into my diet, and just life got a lot easier.
CBD,
is the non-psychoactive property of marijuana.
Okay.
It's all over California. It should be out here soon. It's probably, you know, for someone that used to have to take, you know, because of my Jewish Semiticness,
sure,
I have anxiety. You know, I carry, literally, I'm never sitting reclined at the Seder dinner in my head. You know what I mean? So I started meditating.
That's an inside track.
Yeah, dude. You know, I'm eating the bitter herbs, y'all. Always with the bitter herbs. Yeah. What I'm saying is I just started working on myself, and I was like, fuck that old podcast. And I wanted to be inspired. And it's like, and I think you'll probably agree.
Yeah.
We're set in our ways of the music we grow up listening to. Like, we literally, as a 38-year-old man, like, I still listen to 40 bands, 100 records, and that is it, man. And there's so much great music that is out there that we've never experienced.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's all about, you know, to reference what I just said about, you know, you're going to move to the suburbs in 20 years and you're going to think about the nights you went out on a Tuesday to the goddamn comedy jam, which is at the the Warsaw in Brooklyn, November 6th, tonight, baby.
King of the plugs, dude.
The king of peas. So but you're, with music, it's kind of the same way. You go back to the things you know that hit you at the right time.
You
of
just
life.
Don't venture out once you get to a certain age, or even as I was younger, I was just like, well, I'm not, why would I listen to, to Bob Dylan when there's Limp Bizkit. And of course, like, I mean, it's 99 because that's what I was doing. And then I have friends that are constantly, you know, have you heard this? And I'm like, no, I don't know that. And I got to a point where I, as I just said, you know, listen, I want to cut out a lot of negative shit. I want to put positive shit into my life. And I was like, musically, I'm tapped out. So I want to feel inspired daily. And then I thought of that list. And my friend who had passed away back in 2012 was obsessed with this magazine. And so I got into it and I was like, dude, I'm going to do an album a day for 500 days. And as I started posting the shit on like Instagram, like Jim Jefferies reached out to me.
Yeah.
Burr reached out to me. Tom Segura, some good friends. And they were like, dude, I love that record. I love it. And I was like, that's the podcast that I've been wanting to do my whole life. Because I get to grow. The audience gets to grow if they follow through. And then we get to have a fun discussion about what these brilliant artists were thinking and what they were doing and what these songs mean. And it just,
why the album came out, how it came
out,
what they were thinking about when they wrote the lyrics.
It just sparks conversation when you break down the meaning of a song. And I go, really, well, how do you feel about what they're saying there? And then the comic or the guest, whoever, got just goes off.
It's interesting. I went on this like podcast summit thing and they were like, what's the best way to get people to, you know, come on your show? And I was like, have the game ready for them to play.
Yes.
So like what you're talking about, and the reason like all these comics that you just named are super funny, great comics that don't want to do their material on your show.
They don't want to talk about the same questions they've been asked.
No, give them a new alley-oop for them to slam down.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so that's the type, but the thing you're creating, and the first episode's up.
The first episode's up. It's on all ways that you listen to podcasts.
And it's called The 500 with Josh Adam Myers. What day of the week does it
come out? Comes out on Wednesdays.
That's how you live your week. You got J Train Tuesday. You got The 500 with Josh Adam Myers on Wednesday. You got You Up on Wednesday. You got J Train Friday. And then over the weekend, you can live your life.
You can live your life. But also, just tell it like you were saying earlier, dude, and that's what I love. It's just tell people, man, because this is a discussion.
Sure.
Like, I want to hear your thoughts on these records. All the kids, everybody listening to this podcast, man, it's like you deserve to know where we have been musically.
But
dude,
what a fun,
it's the shit.
What a fun thing that every week you can tell the, like you said, it's a book club for music.
They already know. You can look at the list right now on rollingstone.com. It just type in 500 greatest albums, the list pops up, and then it's so cool because you start going like, oh, Outkast Aquemini, does that deserve to be in there? This Low?
Sure.
What about this record? And then it's just there's...
But then you can prepare for the next week.
Exactly.
You can listen, have your own experience with the album, and then put your brain away to have other people discuss it while you listen to it.
And also, it's like this is... You couldn't do this 5 years ago. But now with Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and everything else, it's like it's right there on your fingertips. Like every record is on there. That's why it's like the time to do this.
It's one subway ride.
Fuck yeah,
you can
dude.
Just spend on that. That's a great idea.
Don't be the ATM guy. We hate the ATM. Don't you have a sound for that?
We're going to find one.
ATM. Ass to mouth.
Are you ready for the show? You
ready
to some emails?
I am so excited to speak my shitty mind and thoughts.
That's all it's all about.
Let's do it, peeps.
At Josh Adam Myers on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Let's do some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Love this email. A little long.
Before we get started, can I just say I love you so much
and
I want to watch sports with you because you just seem like the most fun person to scream at it. Like, how do you do it? 5 yards. Really? That's, now you call holding.
Listen, now we got a date. I love it. Listen, how to respond to the dick pic.
Perfect.
Are you a dick pic sender?
If I do now, I do full body and I make it funny because I own my dick pics. I, instead of like sending a pic of just my dick, I do like a full body in the mirror, like waving with a smile.
Sure.
But I've got a nice meaty, normal size for my body penis, so I'm not embarrassed.
Sure.
And if I own it, if it comes back to me, it's like, it's a fucking joke. He's smiling.
Your
dick pics, people.
Out of the blue ever?
Do I send them?
Yeah.
Never. I don't do it that often.
Invited dick pics.
Like, it literally has to be a girl I've already had sex with. We have an established rapport.
Yep.
Then if they ask, I'll send.
On board. I love the podcast. Love you. Love you too. I'm a female listener.
Yeah.
who recently reactivated Bumble after a failed 2-month stint with a previous match. Just got a dick pic. While it's not the first, and I'm sure it's not the last one I'll ever receive, it raises a question. How do I respond if I do not plan to send a nude pic back? I don't get offended by them, but I also don't ask for them. Is it even their dick in the pic? Is it their way of showing that they do not have STDs? Do these guys even want to hook up in real life? If the guy is hot, I'd be down for a one-night stand and all, but not quite sure what type of response dudes like him are looking for when they send these. What are your thoughts? Your words of wisdom are always appreciated. What do you think?
So she's not attracted to this guy. She doesn't know her. She's fine with dick pics in situations. Is that what she's saying?
It seems to me she's back on the apps and she's saying, I understand dick pics are a reality.
Yeah.
She's really the reason dick pics go, uninvited dick pics still happen. Because what she's saying is allowing for, she's saying, if he's hot and I want a one night stand, which is her right, how do I respond to it?
Well, is this like the first thing he's sending or they're already having a discourse?
It sounds like it's very early on.
So if she's having a discourse and in the middle of it, it's totally out of the blue, a dick pic is sent. That's her decision now. It's like, you know, are you attracted to this guy? Is that what she's? It's completely. She's judging it penis by face comparison. So she's like,
sure.
If the dick matches a dope face, like I'm in.
Yeah.
If the dick matches, you know, Rumpelstiltskin sure. or Gulk,
trash.
You know, yeah, some trash. I was trying to think of the guy from the Smurfs. What's his name? Goddamn.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Gargamel. If it's a Gargamel dick, then you pass, all right, hey, nice, thanks for the tip.
Sure.
And the shaft and the balls and everything that go with it, but I'm not really interested. So.
Anytime guys send a dick pic uninvited, it's just them taking a shot.
It's a Hail Mary.
It's a Hail Mary.
It's a Hail Mary.
And it's not right. We're not defending it.
But dude, this is a Hail Mary in the first quarter.
It's like there's a whole game, dude.
You got a whole fucking game.
But there's no good dudes sending
I'm
that.
I'm going empty net in the first.
Yeah.
Empty net in the first. We start the game with an empty net. Get Hopi out.
These guys, if this person actually Hail Mary'd in this situation, someone on their team would go, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, you don't. You know what? If here's the deal. I don't know what this girl looks like, but she should just immediately, you know, just go. Just move on. You are a kind of woman that doesn't need a guy that is sending you a dick pic right off the jump on Bumble. Like, if you're trying to just fuck, then you take the dick pic and you go with that. If you want a relationship, then you just ignore the dick pic guy because obviously he's not the kind of person that you want. And it sounds like she wants a relationship because she just got out of a 2-month one.
Sure.
So if you get in a dick pic and you're going out with that guy, that's on you if he tries to fuck you immediately.
I think
because that's what he wants.
But here's the thing. As a woman, there's a lot of guys just trying to fuck you that aren't sending these dick pics.
Exactly.
So, like, why go with the guy that is, like, you know, that's bumbling through life? This guy should be... Anyone who's sending the dick pic that early is doing it in place of a personality.
Sure.
So you're not going to have even fun with this guy.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the idea that you can have a fun one-night stand and wake up and feel good about yourself in the morning. You can wake up and go, that guy, fun, cool... Not going to be for me, but happy I touched his dick.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she's just got to decide. Like if the guy is good looking and you just want to fuck, take the dick pic and run with it. If you want a relationship and you're getting a dick pic early, just know that that guy is only going to see you as a dick pic chick.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
DPC, a dick pic chick.
A dick pic chick.
The DPC.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. @JoshAdamMyers. Go check out the show tonight at the Warsaw, the podcast, the 500 with Josh Adam Myers. Great idea. Sounds awesome. Get involved. Help my boyfriend claims to have a bad memory.
Ooh.
Jared, love your advice. Discovered you on You Up and now listen to all your podcasts. I'm going to get right to it. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 3 months, hooking up for about a month before that. When we first met, he would remember the most random things I would tell him. And I recall telling my friends I was surprised how much he remembers from our conversations. Fast forward to last month or two, he claims to have always had a bad memory and will forget people's names I've introduced to him, and conversations we've had. He claims he always had a bad memory and has gotten worse since being in med school. I've asked him to get it checked out, but he says he has asked doctors before about it and is honestly scared to find out if anything's more than a bad memory. Anything more than bad memory. My question is this just a line for having selective hearing, or could he be really have a bad memory? We have a really great relationship and he puts up with my shit. So I just want to get your amazing insight on my situation. What do you think?
All right. So there were a lot of buzzwords in there that stuck out.
Sure.
The main one was medical school. Okay.
Yeah.
My sister is a doctor.
Okay.
You do not get through medical school with a bad memory.
Very interesting.
It is beyond selective memory.
Yeah.
That he's doing it. He's probably, I would think, listen, how long did they say they were dating? 2 months?
2 months.
Three months.
Hooking up a month before that. So they've known each other 4 months.
I mean, it sounds like he's just disinterested in the relationship because if you're in it,
yeah.
You pay attention.
Sure.
Because you want to impress that girl. Regardless if you've got shit going on, dude, when the TV show was coming out, and
yeah.
I mean, the girl I was dating, I remembered everything because I really cared about that
girl.
And it was like, so it's like you find a way, like nature finds a way to make that shit happen.
Yeah, I agree with you with the idea. When you're like excited,
yes,
you hear things and you're like, okay.
Everything.
And also to get laid, here's how you get laid.
Yep.
You remember one small fact from something they said 15 minutes ago.
She said she hates watermelon. All right, get it out.
And then you go, fuck watermelon.
Yeah.
And then she goes,
exactly.
You can
She's
do
in it.
They call it in comedy a callback. When you do a set and at the end of the set you amaze the crowd by referencing something you said in the
it's
beginning
so
of the set.
It's so brilliant. We had forgotten about that and then he brought it back up.
That's a comedy trick. See, look at the crowd loves it here. So but there are callbacks in fucking.
Dude, dating is a stand-up set. I mean, it's like you have your preparation of how to be yourself and just you do that. And like you always have our little quips and things. But it's like once you get into like a 2-3 month thing,
yeah.
You could be yourself completely and there's no more act. So that's when naturally like he's if he remembered everything at the beginning
yeah.
and now it's slipping. I think he's starting to just either one, just get too comfortable with
he's
her.
He's getting comfy.
Yeah, you know, he's probably. You know, he shows up more in his cum pants, you know what I mean? Like his dirty sleeps, and he's just like, hey, girl, how you doing? You know, all right, come on in.
But also, you have to reevaluate if you still like him. Like, here's the thing that I hear in her email. It feels like she's testing him. It feels like she feels that he's pulling away from it a little bit. She feels that he's getting a little disinterested.
Sure.
And she's going, well, you don't remember that friend's name? How could you not remember? And he's going, he's scrambling because in his mind, he's like, okay, I got the girl in place. I got the med school in place. I'm going to ride this out for a bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just trying to be comfy and be me.
Yeah, dude, he put the work in when he had
yeah.
to. And now he's like, now back to what I'm supposed to figure out, which is how to fix somebody's appendix or some
yeah.
shit. And then the rest is like, he's settled in, girl. I hate to tell you. So, you know,
it might be that you don't like the settled in version of him.
Yeah.
You might have liked the romanticized version, which it might come out in spurts. But it ain't coming out every day.
This proves my point. There
sure.
are some big moments in relationships, and she's at the first one.
Yeah.
There's 3 months, 6 months, and 2 years. So at
three months
is when you evaluate if you want to go, all right, I like this person, it's blah blah blah.
I'll
like,
stop,
do I want to go? Either we break up or I'll try it for a little longer. And
sure.
then you go to the 6 months. 6 months is where you're like, do I want to make this a relationship? Do I want this to really be like, I love you and like this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll, and this is like the sole person that I'm going to be with from this point on, you know, not sure if I'm going to marry. And then 2 years is where you have that. You look at each other and you're like, do we stay together?
Mm.
Because we've been together 2 years. Are there more problems or are there more good stuff? And if there's
yeah.
good stuff, then that's when you look into the real long term.
I hear
so
that.
So she's at a pivotal point. You're at 3 months. You fuck for a month, dated for two.
And a lot of women, what they do, and I know that I hate to put this in male-female perspective, but this is a female thing. Just from the emails that we get here, you're putting this relationship, the responsibility of this relationship in his hands.
Yeah.
You're trying to say, well, you don't remember stuff, so you must not like me. Bitch, do you like him?
Yeah.
Do you like this version of him? Because this is more close to the version of him.
That's him.
That's him. And it's a, and when he was remembering cute things that made you feel good, he doesn't fucking care about your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to remember, you know, Stacy's name. He didn't fucking care.
He doesn't like Stacy.
Yeah.
He probably likes her, but he's fine with her. He's back to his life. He knows he has you. So stop testing him. And if you just have to understand that this is him being himself. And but actually, he's lying to you, though, because he's saying he's just trying to play it off.
Well, now he's trying to keep you around. I feel like he likes you and just doesn't want to be revealed. He only wants to put in a certain amount of effort with her because of med school. He's putting med school first, and he's saying
he has to.
You're behind med school.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, and you have to be okay either with like getting to know whatever he's giving you or not.
She's dating George Clooney in ER.
Yeah.
You just accept that you've hit the lottery. The guy's going to be, you know, depending on what type of medicine he goes into, the guy, you know, could be a fucking millionaire. You know, if he does like plastic surgery, or let's say he does a fellowship, for Christ's sake, dude, that jacks him up another $400,000 a year.
And then you're living in Kush Town.
You're in Kush Town, dude.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Josh Adam Myers, the goddamn comedy jam, the 500 with Josh Adam Myers. Go subscribe, get involved. We're sponsored people. Oh, I love this sponsor. You're an idiot if you haven't signed up yet, because I'm giving you free money. Free money alert. Ring that bell, Shelby. We're giving out free money. Okay, listen. Harry's razors. You heard me talk about it a million times. Male or female, if you have spent an hour this week going to CVS, Walmart, Target, wherever you go to get razors, if you spent an hour that week doing it, you're losing out on life. Make the mailman work for you. I can't keep saying these things, okay? And this is a great gift to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad. This is gift time is coming up. Okay, the founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. You don't need 7 blades. You need the regular blades that are good. And they're selling directly to you over the internet. Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. $2 per blade compared to 4 or more. You guys are, I'm sick of doing this ad. Because if you haven't done it yet, you're stupid. Take the free money. They have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days. They'll give you a full refund. I mean, this is crazy. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close shave, close and comfortable shave. Listen, here's what they're doing. Harry's is the drug dealer. They're giving you the stuff to go, I can't get off this blade. The $13 value trial set comes with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. That's everything you need, okay? You could, I mean, honestly, you could stretch that out for a month if you don't shave every day. And now I've given you a month of shaving.
Get the goddamn razors, guys.
Get them. Listeners of my show can redeem their trial set. That's a $13 value. Harrys.com/JTrain. 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 Make sure you go to Harrys.com/JTrain to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Oh, it's a free show where they, if you help the sponsors, they help Papa JT. Harrys.com/JTrain. Brain versus heart.
Let's do it.
Mr. Train, long time no speak. I've been hooking up with this girl for about a month. Like her a decent amount. Yeah, I like her a decent amount. You should tell her mom that. Very pretty, sweet girl, the type of girl you want to bring home to mom. Hey, mom.
Yo, I met this decent-ass chick. Fellas, you got to meet her.
You got to meet her.
She's decent.
Or so I thought. Plot thickens. A few red flags have risen over the last few days. I love
this.
A few days. Must have been really in.
I just imagine him right now, like in a dark room where she's sleeping, and it's just there's one light just from the computer screen, and he's like,
ah. It's been a few days of bad stuff. Still speaks to exes, some drug use, attention-seeking tendencies, plus a few others. I know if I keep hooking up with her, things may escalate into something more, and I'm questioning whether that's a good idea. Should I listen to my brain and distance myself because of the red flags, or should I take a chance and listen to my heart because I do like her? Thanks for your input. What do you think?
All right. Listen to your brain. First of all, he has to look. We don't know this guy, but if he's scared about like the drugs, the partying, you have to be, if you want to be with this girl, keep this in mind, man. Like, you have to be with a girl that is like you, does the same kind of shit that you do. If it's that Chris Rock joke, man, if you go to church and she smokes crack, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you have to live within those things, because eventually it's going to go bad, man. It's
also okay to, you know, love a certain food and like a certain food.
Yes.
So like this, because to me, what you wrote about her still speaks to exes, some drug use, attention seeking tendencies, plus a few others. That could be someone, what someone's looking for.
Yeah.
You know, like,
if that's not what he's looking, if you don't want a girl, like if you want to be with an Instagram model, just know that everybody is going to be looking at her and commenting and sending her dick pics.
And to some people, they're getting off to those things. Like, yes. There's some people being like, I love that every couple weeks, my girlfriend and I, we go do drugs and there's no fucking judgment. And then the next day we sit and be hungover together. And then the next day she's out there on the dance floor and I'm sitting at the bar having a drink and we know we're going to go home together. Yeah. There's some people that are like, that's my perfect relationship. Everyone's perfect relationship doesn't have to be yours. It sounds like you've tried the veal. You like the veal. You're not having it every night. You don't want to go home with the veal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the leftovers. So I think you get out. I'm with you. Yeah. I think that's like, listen, it's perfectly okay. It's okay for her to be the way she is, and it's okay for you not to prefer that.
No. She's doing her life. Like, she's allowed to do whatever she wants. If you haven't established that you guys are a couple or anything yet, her looking at exes isn't looking at exes. She's just living her life just like you're living your life.
Yes.
So you can't get mad at her for that. But what you have to do is just look at the qualities that you want in a girlfriend. Dude, I'm telling you, I got to say this. I go to the spiritual healer because I had an emotional breakdown like I always do.
It's the most LA
and
thing I've ever
really
heard.
It really is, but I'll tell you, man, meditation and spirituality has helped me more than anything, more than any pill. But one of the things this guy wanted me to do was write down the type of woman that I want to be with in 9 months. And he goes, write down every quality, everything that you want. And I wrote it down. I put pen to paper and I sat there and then I looked at that what I wanted. And I go, none of the girls I've dated within the last 2 years have any of that. Like, it's just you hook up. The girls that I hook up with are not usually the girls that I want to be with. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so now that I see it, now I'm like, I'm being very much more choosier.
But this is back to the last email and talking about like when the girl was saying that like that now the guy who doesn't remember things is making her feel less than.
Yes,
it's the same thing. So a lot of times we put our relationships, our tastes in other people's hands.
Yeah.
So just because the person likes you, you're like, well, they like me. Liking you is not enough. It's, do I like this person? Is this the things that make my, you know, they have that love languages thing where I've talked about it on past episodes. Yeah. Where, you know, there's some people that need this and need that and the five love languages. And it's like, that makes sense. Kind of, they're packaging it in a way that is sellable, but it's okay to go, yeah, I'm not drug guy. You know, like I'm not, you know, this isn't how I want to be in on Saturday night.
It sounds like he just wants a much more wholesome girl. You know what I mean? And that's not the kind of girl that he wants. If he's going to be with her, he's probably going to have to try to change her. And then that's going to ruin everything. Dude, you said it best. It's like about food. It's like, I love Nazi documentaries, right?
Yeah.
You know, I love them, but I don't, and I want to watch them every once in a while, but I don't want to watch them every single day. That's the thing, man. You're getting into yourself a very interesting Nazi documentary. And it's going to get, dude, if you watch
find
that every
your
day,
Nazi
imagine how you're going to be like, fuck, Goebbels again? Oh my God.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Josh Adam Myers at Josh Adam Myers, Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support the 500. Go subscribe. Pause the podcast. Go subscribe to the 500 right now. Add it to the queue. Put it on the menu. Take a trip from your own brain and listen to Josh with some fantastic guests going over the 500 greatest albums of all time. I love that. A music book club. I love that.
Thank you, buddy.
It's a great way to put it. Am I a pushover?
Ooh.
We're about to find out. Thank you for the honest feedback you share. You deserve all the feathers. I went on a date with a guy earlier this summer, right when I moved to a new city. We were set up by family friends, and we had a great first date. Not only did we go for a hike, but we grabbed lunch, beers, and hung out at his house for a little. We had a lot in common, and I had a good feeling throughout the entire date. At the end, we kissed goodbye and went our separate ways. A few hours later, he texted me that saying he had a great time, and he was excited to hang out again. We tried making plans for a few weeks, but we both had a lot going on with summer travel plans and my work travel schedule. We finally settled on a coffee date one Thursday morning. Leading up to it, I didn't hear from him at all. Previously, he was responding to my IG stories and keeping in touch. On the morning of, I texted him asking if we were still meeting up, and I didn't get a response. I wouldn't normally be annoyed by ghosting post first date, but this was a family friend set up, so I knew my mom would ask about him for weeks to come. He was also super adamant about setting up a second date after the first time we hung out. I let it go and assumed it was over. A few weeks ago, I received this message. He replied to her story. That is incredible. She put up a story of the water. These are to the listeners at home. She's now showing screenshots of Instagram stories that were responded to. The first is him writing back to a view of the ocean saying that is incredible. And then he follows up with, sorry, I left you hanging a while back. I was dealing with some things with family and lost a close friend. Just wanted to apologize and I hope all is well. She writes, no problem at all. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. I can't imagine. All is well and I'm here for you if you need a friend. Likewise, I'm heading into surgery. Okay. I responded and we chatted for a little and then I stopped answering. I left the ball in his court to set something up if he wanted to get together again. Since then, he's responded to my stories each week consistently, but never asked to hang out, always striking up conversations about other things. Eventually, I got sick of it and asked him if we were going to get together again or not. Like you've mentioned in the past, I don't need another friend texting buddy. He responded and asked if we could take me out to lunch next week. Do you think I'm making a mistake by giving him another chance? Am I getting my hopes up to be let down? Thanks for the advice, short and curvy Jewish girl. Come back to Denver. Well, hopefully I'll be back to Denver soon. What do we think?
I think you, because it's a family friend, you give him this shot. Yeah. And keep your expectations just low. Just leave all hope.
Yeah.
Just, you need to throw that out. Like, you should just completely just go, I'm going to go out, talk to this person, and just be out there.
Yeah.
And if he flakes on that, then there's your answer.
Mm.
But, like, you know, you reached out. You've already taken it to that point where you've already taken this level where you've given him a chance to show what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So let's see what he's going to do. You know?
Yeah, you're there. I agree with you. You're already there. You're at the, this is going to happen. You've already given yourself.
If she can go to lunch, she's like, it's just lunch.
It's just lunch.
So you could just go, like, you know, set the plan.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, then you know.
To me, the answer's in our answer. It's just lunch. So to me, I think the game he's playing is he did have a good time that first date, but I think he was set up by family friends and he's trying not to disappoint those. I have this thing I call the aunt theory, where you want to be set up by someone. We get set up, we meet these people out of the blue, so people act shittier now.
Yeah.
So now the aunt theory is that when your aunt used to set you up, you'd have to be good for your aunt.
Yeah.
You couldn't really be dick pic guy because you had to be aunt guy.
Sure.
You had to be, because aunt's going to go, well, what happened with Stacy?
What happened with, yeah, wait, why didn't you and Stacy go back out?
And it's like,
she's
going
to ask Stacy.
We fucked and I ghosted. And then your aunt's like, what? You're horrific. You can never do that.
Yeah.
You would, and you, you, you couldn't say that's your aunt, and you're the person you went out with couldn't say that to their aunt.
Yeah.
Because you would look bad. So I think there's a bit, for every good thing, there's a bad thing that goes with it. The bad thing this guy's doing is he looked like a douche before and he's trying to redeem himself.
Yeah.
And if he really wanted a date, it'd be a nighttime. It would be drinks. It would be second date-ish activities. He's doing It's Just Lunch to, you know what he's doing? He's in a rowboat and he doesn't want to disturb the dock early in the morning and he's gently pushing off. So I don't think it's, I know you don't want any more friends, but you've agreed to this lunch. Go to the lunch.
Yeah.
Consider him a friend. Consider him, hey, we had a nice date, but this ain't going to be anything.
Yeah,
because
he might just tell her what's up at lunch. That might be the reason that he's, I don't know. Or at least
why he would do that, but
not tell her, but just tell her through his physical.
Yes. Like, he might be looking to have a friend.
Yes. Hey, we're friends. You know, oh, this is
great.
Good
to see you again.
Yeah, it's so great to see you. Unless you in that message when you sent him, when you were like, hey, let's go to lunch, were you like, yo,
yeah,
you like me? Come on. Like, did you let him know? Like, I'm trying to fuck.
And here's the only reason I'm encouraging her to go on this. I wouldn't encourage her if she was like 10 years into the city. She just got there this summer.
Yeah.
You're in a new city. It's okay to be nice with him. I would even mute him from seeing your stories from now on. Like, I would just get out of that game with him.
Yeah.
If he wants to text, he can text you. If he wants to invite you out, but don't get caught in this. This is incredible. And it's like, oh, now I got to talk to you for fucking 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, get the fuck out of my life. Stop bothering me. Yeah. I'm trying to find dudes. You know, so like, do the lunch. Take it for what it is. I think if it takes a month to have a first date, and if it takes a month to have a second date, it's going to take 2 months to have a third date.
Yes.
And
it's just you have to
But
wonder.
I don't think you're a pushover. No. I don't think she's wrong. I don't think you're crazy. We're all getting touched by these people via Instagram stories where it's like, well, what does that mean? They responded to me. And it's like, sometimes it's just to be nice and to you know, push off your dock. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. How many we got? We got the time?
We got time.
Getting over the ex.
Ooh.
Now, are you in a relationship?
Am I?
Yeah.
No. Single.
Single? How long? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I told you I made that list of like what I'm looking for. I'm not saying I'm not like, I go out on dates. I'm not wasting time. I'm really busy working on the podcast, working on myself and my career, and I'm really enjoying that.
How has the list helped and hurt you?
What do you mean?
Well, you made a list of people.
I don't think it's hurt me at all. Okay. I mean, I think if anything, it's just made me.
I don't mean to assume that it would hurt you. I would think that like maybe you're like, oh, maybe I missed out on, you know, like, am I pushing people? Do you get in your head?
No,
it doesn't.
I don't push anybody away. I mean, I'm still the same person. I'm 38. I was a raver from 18 to like 22, going to like nightclubs, dancing like a prick with like, you know, butterfly fairy wings on and stickers on my face. And I've been in bands
and then you were a musician.
I've been a comic. I mean, I've been a comic for the last 10 years. It's like, I've just had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm at a point now where I think I'm open to love and the idea of it. And I'm not saying I'm looking to settle down, but if I'm looking for a specific girl and it's just none of them have come up to me yet. I've met one. The right person. Yeah. I've met one that I was like, all right, we hung out and we dated for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, well that fell apart.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool. But it's just, it's listen.
But
I'm not.
You know what? We have like the luxury of in these times of going, hey, you're great. I'm great. This isn't the right thing.
Yeah.
This isn't the right mix.
Oh, I go out, but I also don't want to waste anybody's time. So I actually want to get to know them. It's not just like about fucking them away.
Yeah.
So I'll set up coffee dates, like just to get to know a girl right off the jump. And then we'll have the conversation if I'm like, all right, so I'm already attracted to her. Now I know I can vibe with her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I do it maybe around like 5. So if I'm like, well, maybe you want to go get some food now? And they're like, yeah, it's just, but I keep it just very simple. And then I'll move it up if I have to.
The coffee date, like, the only reason I kind of downed her lunch date was because they had the regular good day.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, let's do coffee. And then he just doesn't show up for coffee. And it's like, and then he's like, dead friend. And it's like, now there's nothing you can say to dead friend.
Sure.
You know, like he's put up the one thing, the one excuse that is the one you have to take.
Yeah.
And so now in this lunch mode, just because he responded to an Instagram story, you're like, it just feels like he's trying to be nice. Getting over the ex. AOJ train. Hold on. We are sponsor people. I love this sponsor. You know why I love this sponsor? It's made something that's difficult easier. A lot of you out there, you might be engaged. You might be with the one you love. You're heading that way. Zola is the wedding company that will do anything for love. It's reinvented the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in a couple's lives even happier. From engagement to weddings and decorating your first home, Zola is there, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology. Here's what's great about Zola. Zola gives you the arena to make it super easy on you planning your wedding and also super easy on your guests to do all the shit they don't want to have to do that they have to do. So Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. Join 500,000 couples who've used Zola. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools. Listen, I wish this was out there long ago because it's just, for me, I didn't even know especially for single dudes going to your wedding. That's hard because you don't have some chick that's like, we got to have this, we got to do this, and like no one's telling you, I don't care if I look bad.
Yeah.
So I'd show up to these weddings, I'd be like, did I get the gift? Did I not get the gift? You know, start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and takes just minutes to set up. Over 100 beautiful wedding websites, designs to choose from that fit any couple style and every type of wedding. Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts, all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. That is an important thing to do for your guests. Gifts love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more. 500 top brands. Listen, people. You can also create funds for your honeymoon. So you can create a fund that someone can go, I want to give them money to go on their honeymoon. Create the fund. They also have the best completion discount, 20% off remaining gifts on your registry starting right after your big day. That's even better. So listen, people, all the stuff that you want to register that people don't get excited about buying after the wedding's done, they're like, oh, I get some dough off of this. So listen, it's easy to use, free wedding website, building your dream registry, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola. Go to Zola.com/JTrain. That's Zola.com/JTrain. 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 Listen, the website's easy to use. This is all about making something difficult easy, and they've done a great job of it. You're a man of the people. We appreciate all the great advice you've given over the years. I need your wise perspective on my situation. After being in a relationship for 2 years, we broke up. It has been 3 to 4 months, and I still can't stop thinking about her. We broke up because I couldn't see myself being a part of her family and friend group for the rest of my life. I think this was a logistical decision that will work out for the best for both of us. Have you ever done that? You ever met someone's family and friends and been like, I hate them so much, I won't be with this girl?
Yes. I broke up with a girl once because she drank Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's such trash, dude. Pepsi? Pepsi? I'm sorry. Dude, it's just drink a Coke.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It gets you the burn in your throat. I used to be very petty.
Okay.
I'd still break up with a girl if she drank Pepsi. I can't be with it. Those are trash people. I'm sorry. If you got Pepsi fans, if somebody was just about to sign up for the podcast and I was just like, fuck Pepsi, and they're like, well, that's enough of that.
Listen.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to listen.
No, we got lines in the sand, man. I'm team Coca-Cola now. But I miss the connection we had together. I think it would be the right decision in the long run, but I miss the connection we had together. We had a lot of things in common. Thanks to your advice, we'd gift each other experiences together. We'd always remember. The advice I'm looking for is how to get over this hole in my heart. How do I process these emotions of a breakup? I don't want to think about her anymore, but I don't know why I can't stop thinking about it. You the man, ex-boyfriend. What do we think?
Okay, I still got to catch up because I was like zoning out. I'm a little high. So
basically, he was with a girl and he's saying that he didn't see himself being a part of her friends and family. So that's why they broke up. And now he's still thinking about
her. He's thinking about her. Well, that's, you know, it's
do you still think of exes ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you not?
Well, what do you think of?
Well, I, you know, luckily all the real relationships I've had have ended very amicably. You know, one of them was with me when my dad died. So because she was there during that time, even though she cheated on me at the end years later, but we were done.
Yeah, we were done.
Like, she just did it in a finality that to know, because we were never going to break up.
Yeah.
We would fight and we just stay together. It was a very toxic relationship because we were just friends and she wanted more and I wanted to be out of it.
Yeah.
So I keep in touch. But they're like, the last girl that I dated, and she's such a sweet girl, but like, this, her family was garbage, man. Like, they were really bad people.
In what way?
Just, she came from like a very small town in the South, and they just weren't good people that I wanted to be involved. No, I would never, and I knew right away I couldn't marry her, because that's the thing, man. It's the merging of families. Dude, I still love this girl. I still care about her. I hope she's doing great. But the thing is, Is that wrong?
No. Cool. There's no judgment here. You're in the judgment zone, man.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we call this podcast. But I'm going to ask a question.
But you just sat back and like looked away, and I was like, oh shit.
No, because I'm thinking of a question that I in reference to that, because it's kind of part of the advice that I wanted to give to this guy who's writing in. Do you think that like you thought of her in a different way? Do you think, because I think when he says, I can't be a part of the friend and family group, that's why he's still thinking of her in that way. He's saying that, oh, if she just wasn't in that group,
we'd be together.
Well, and that's not the truth necessarily, in my mind. You've made your friends. Of course, you love your family, but at a certain point, you got to go, yeah, these people, you know, I kind of made it out.
Yeah.
You know, like, and if you don't say those things, then that's like a personality conflict.
Yeah.
Like, I think he has, like, to me, the advice that I would give to him, like, and like, it's the family and friends. Yes, that's the central part of it. But you two couldn't get over it together.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they could get it over together, they would still be together. So I'm just saying, take comfort in that.
Yes. completely.
You know, take comfort in the idea that, like, yeah, maybe it was not just that.
Sometimes it's just you're with somebody just for a song.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a full album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one track, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with missing them. But if you both decided it, and like, you both sat down, talked, and were like, listen, this is my issues. And she's like, all right, well, you know, you better, this is my family. So I'm not going to like disown
them.
I'm
doing Christmas in my place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, and if you couldn't get over that, you know, and you both decided it, like, I feel like even if you get back together, like, you're always gonna feel that way when you meet those people, and it's gonna show. Your energy will read.
And it if you can't do jammies at her place, at her parents' place.
I love jammies, man. At a place.
If you can't imagine the jammies at her place, time to go.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you need to get in those jammies and go upstairs and look at her and go, fuck these people, right?
Yeah.
And she needs to go, yeah, we need to get the fuck out of here as soon as possible. And you have to connect on that level.
Yeah, because if not, you're going to walk. There'll be that moment where you walk out of the room early in your jammies and you walk down there and it's just you and them and she's not there to buffer it. And then you're fucked, man.
Yeah.
Then you're having a conversation to two people that know they don't like each other that are just doing the motions because you care about that one person.
And you can't even go vent to that one person.
Think about how many dope holidays will be ruined. You're gonna get together.
The best ones.
Yeah. Not Yom Kippur.
No.
Yom Kippur, you don't jammy.
Thanksgiving.
We're talking Christmas.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
That's actually the only two. Yeah. I mean
4th of July. I'm trying to think of other ones.
Yeah, because you might go to a barbecue and you're like, you know what, we're gonna rent a cabin for the weekend. Why don't you go up there? Honey, we gotta go. The family rented it. Oh, I don't wanna go there.
You don't wanna be with someone that will fuck up your holidays.
Oh.
I know a guy who he's out of this relationship now, but every holiday I would give him shit because I knew he didn't want to be a fucking part of that shit.
Yeah.
Like every holiday I would see a picture posted from like the girl and her family. And then he'd be like in the corner, just looking miserable. And I would like screenshot it, crop it. And here's the face of horror.
We speak the same language, dude.
He's like in the jammies with them. And I'm like, oh dude. And like, you know, the rest of the family had like number one dad things on.
Oh yeah. They're glowing. No filter needed for that family in the Instagram.
No.
pic. If they could only, they only had to put like the filter on your portion of the pic. Yeah, they're like, dude, can we do something to clean this up?
Hey,
this guy's dead inside.
Put on this Grinch costume,
dude. How are you frowning while eating a s'more? Yeah. Like, how is that possible?
That is the thing. Bad holiday, like a family. And I'm not saying, I don't want to go back on the thing I said before, because no. That you two were fucked, not just because of the family.
Sure.
But being in that bad family, like being at fun family times where you fucking hate everybody, it goes both ways. They don't want to be around you.
Yeah, they're not going to put they're not going to put you in the badminton games. Like what is that game where you throw the cornhole? No cornhole tournament for you, bro.
You're
Who's
out.
Your partner? The kid on the spectrum, you know, that nobody's playing with?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Josh Adam Myers. Go check out the podcast, The 500 with Josh Adam Myers. We got time for one more email.
One more.
Yeah. Can I be honest? This is one of the most fun podcasts I've ever done.
Dude,
you're
fantastic. That,
so thank you. So happy to have been here.
I really appreciate it. Oh, the crowd appreciates it.
You guys are great too. Thank you. Oh my God. It's the guy from the second letter. The doctor's here.
Yeah, he's here.
Good to see you.
Fuck the doctor came out.
He's wearing those doctor comfy shoes that they wear when they scrubs and those.
They're
doctor clogs.
They're out of control here.
Oh my God.
On a Monday.
It's because I'm vaping.
It's crazy.
They love that I'm vaping.
What is that vape
this.
Smell? What's that smell?
The vape is it's like a tobacco. And
no, but wait, what smell did you go with? Because I'm smelling.
Oh, it's just it's like a tobacco.
It's just regular.
Yeah, I used to. It's all the flavors are a little.
Maybe
you
I'm
know,
smelling the candle.
He has 19 candles set up. I feel like I'm in Bram Stoker's Dracula as we speak. The lights are off, and only light is coming from the computer and from the ESPN that's on in the background.
Hey, J Train, throwing feathers at
you. He's like, even when I'm podcasting, I want to know what Tony Kornheiser has to say.
He's my favorite.
He's
I listen
the best.
To his podcast.
So do I.
You listen?
Oh my God, I'm a little dude.
Oh, dude. I knew I liked you. Dude, we'll talk after.
One
this.
Of the things I want to say this. One of the things that he did, and that I think that people will love from the podcast, is because he takes unreleased music from unsigned
yes,
artists
does,
and does
yeah.
that. And so I thought that would be dope. Where so we just listened to Outkast Aquemini. So yeah. Here's a band that is unsigned that is directly influenced by Outkast Aquemini.
Oh, that
so
is a great
idea.
You gotta
get that. And then yeah, so it's like I grew up with Kornheiser. He's the best.
I
but
found
you're
him
the best, though.
Dude. I appreciate. Well, I've become friendly with Nigel.
Did he really?
Yeah,
I found out a thing about him.
He's great.
I heard he's.
Oh, let's not ruin it for the audience.
Can you bleep this out, Shelb?
Bleep that out for us, Shelb.
Bleep it.
I want to protect. I don't want to.
I understand.
I know. I'll talk. We'll talk about it.
I have loose lips.
I was
when I sing ships.
I was listening to an old episode with Allison Livey. Love her. And she's great. OKP, go get involved. There was a voicemail you guys had about a guy who was wondering how to tell a girl he met on Tinder he wasn't interested because he found out she had a kid. I admit I kind of cringed, LOL, but I get it. Well, this got me thinking because I am in the mom's shoes. And I've been trying to navigate this exact thing. I feel for both the guy and the mom. I think you and Allison said all good things in response. So thank you for not making your single mom listeners feel like losers. No, I listen. Everyone's got life, and it's about taking the puzzle pieces and putting them together. It's not nothing is good, nothing is bad. No, nothing's bad, but everything's good. So it means a lot. P.S. I've connected with you on Insta a few times, and I feel like I always feel bad because I know you hate private accounts, but now you know why. I get it. Listen, I don't hate private accounts. Sometimes people will DM you,
yeah,
and then they'll be like, well, we should be, now let's get drinks. And you're like, well, you've done me no favor. I think if your account's private and you DM someone that their account's public,
yeah,
you should do them a favor of opening up your account because
yes.
Now you've given, the problem with a private account is that you're, not just me, I'm saying anyone in that position, it doesn't matter how many followers you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a private account and you approach someone with a public account, you know more about their life than you've given them.
They don't know
the
anything about
you.
Well, you're hiding. Not you're hiding. It's just you're keeping to yourself. But also you're trying to open up to this person and
you're
they might not want to follow you.
Yeah. Well, then their only option, the public account's only option is to follow you. Look at your account and be put in the position of being the bad guy where they go, ew, and then go away.
Yeah, but you're never going to see this person again. They're never going to be in your life, so...
Totally. I just think... But if someone approached you over DM, mm-hmm. and they were like, hey, you know, Josh, I want to, I love your stuff. I want to go out. Then you follow them and you're like, well, it's not really my type. They, you know, especially the person with kids, maybe you're, listen, both, she says she feels bad for the guy who doesn't want to be with someone with kids. If you're like, well, listen, I'm, that's not really the type of relationship I'm looking for. You're in the position of like turning someone down who asked you out, yep. which sucks. You know, I'm just saying, you don't give them
no, I agree.
The ability to quietly be a dick. So, but, I have two kiddos after listening to that episode with Allison. I know, hope you're a lot more understanding. I am understanding. I've attached a few screenshots from my Insta so you can finally put the face to the name. Anyways, I started dating again earlier this year while my ex-husband and I were separated. The divorce finalized in April. Anyway, I joined Bumble after 2 months, was so overwhelmed I deleted my account and have been app-free since June. I was one of those single moms who put it all out there on my profile that I had children because I wanted whoever I messaged to know up front what they were getting into. I'm not looking for a new husband, but to take care of us or anything like that. I'm pretty independent with a solid career. I just wanted guys to know that part of me because it's a pretty significant part, even if it's not something I want them to think about, think twice or worry about while dating me. But since being off the apps, I don't know when or how to tell guys I met them. I'm a mom. It's not the most flirty thing to bring up when you meet someone at a bar, LOL. What I usually do is wait until I'm actually on a first date. We all know how, all know the hoops it can take just to get to that. And if the date was going well, there's a connection enough, want to see him a second time, et cetera, then I'll bring it up and on the end of the date. Ugh, I've gone over and over this in my head with friends, guys and girls, if this is a good strategy or not, and I've gotten mixed responses. But like, if I met a guy and we hook up, and if this is a quickie thing and I don't know if I'll see him again, I don't even say anything about being a mom. Is that crazy? I just feel like crazy most of the time anyways, dating as a mom. Listen, we're all there. We all feel crazy. We'd love to get your and your guest's opinion and Shelby's thoughts. She's very cute.
She's very cute. How, let me see how old she is, because that's going to answer my question.
She doesn't say. She's young looking. I mean, hold on. She's got, I mean,
she's so, the kid, she's so cute. And the kid's cute. Adorable.
She's like a, you know, she's very pretty.
I mean, well, what
she's
she
gonna,
should, wait,
let me
no.
tell her, she's going to be fine.
She's going to be fine. What she needs to do is you, if so she doesn't have to tell the guy. She needs to make, like, you know, her social media should show that she has a kid. You know what I mean? And she's going to, the guy's going to see it.
Yeah.
You know, when he looks at her page, because that's what we do when you're interested in a girl. You meet him at a bar and then you go, oh, what's your handle? Cool. And then give your handle. And then that's it, because you can't.
All of us are stalking. All of us are
snooping.
We're
all stalking each other. So yeah, it's just, I think put it in that and he'll already know.
I have to assume. I think my advice to her, there's no wrong or right. Okay. You are what you is. And I don't think the guy who says, oh, she has a kid, I don't want to get involved. I don't think he's wrong, you know, as much as that sucks. But I also don't think she's wrong for being nervous about it and not sure what to do.
Of course.
And also, she's a worthy suitor. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
I do think the best way to go about it, how I would want to be presented with it is like, and I want to say this the right way because I don't want it to sound any sort of way, but I think the best way to go about it is to act like it's your leg. Like, yeah, that's my leg. You know, like it's just a fact of life.
Yeah,
I have this beautiful kid. Like, I don't think it's like a big, I don't think there should be a big reveal, but I also don't think it should be something. Leg is the wrong place. I don't know, it's
a part of her. So it's like she needs to wear it proudly. So don't hide that you have a child. Like, you know, and if that's what she's doing, because like
moms can have one night stands too.
Yes, so, dude. especially if you're young, you're beautiful. Even if you're 60 and 70, you still keep fucking, man.
Yeah. So it's like I do think when she was putting it on the dating apps, that was not giving herself a proper chance.
Yeah.
I think when you're putting it on the dating apps, it does look a little bit like, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but if I was looking, I'd be like, oh, is she looking for me to, like, you know, like, it's just an ego thing where it's like, oh, you see that and you're like, why does this have to be so far out in front? You are your own person and your kid's going to be great because you're great. So the more, if you're out there being like, I want a one night stand, you're going to be happier and your kid's going to be happier because you're happy.
Yes.
And then it's like, you know, I have a friend who has a kid, and he kind of said this to me once, where he's like, he was talking about his ass, but he was like giving me his parenting thing. And he was like, listen, all I care about is that my wife and I are good, because if we're good, the kid's going to be happy. And it's like, if we're not fighting, if we're totally on the level, the kid's going to follow suit.
Yes.
And I kind of think about that for her situation, where it's like, if you're up front being like, I got a kid, it's great. I'm not going to fucking introduce you because I don't trust you yet. I don't know if you're that type of guy for that, but I'm going to let you know that I got a house, I got a kid, I got a yard, and that's my life. And I got this leg, you know, so it's like, it's just, that's your life. And they can buy or sell. They can be like, yes or no. So you have to wear it like it's your haircut, like it's your leg. Your kid is you. And it's what makes you the person you are. So like, go into these. If I were you, I would get on the, you meet a guy, you said you're appless. You meet a guy at a bar. Great to meet you. We should do drinks. Fucking awesome. Awesome. Hey, I can get a sitter for the night. I should let you know I got a kid. I'm getting a sitter that night.
Yeah, just right off the jump.
Like right off the jump.
Yeah,
like,
right off the jump.
Like, but talk about it in a way where it's like,
it's you're not going, hey, breathing. I just want to tell you something that if you put that much weight on it, then he'll feel that much weight coming back. So if you just say, that was a perfect way to do it.
Totally.
I just got to get a sitter and that's blah, blah, blah.
And like, even if you meet a guy at a bar, so you're meeting people in bars, you said you're appless. Hey, oh yeah, I'm so, it's good to be out. Like, I got my kid at home. Yeah, I have a kid actually. Like, I would talk about it like you would talk with anyone that you weren't trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Like it's just a fact of life. You are what you is. Bill Parcells, you are what your record is. That's what it is. So own it like it's a piece of clothing you're wearing. Like, it's like, to me, it's like this, like, and if someone's not okay with that, that's their problem. You're looking to drive other people's ships with this stuff.
Yes.
Where it's like, let them make their decisions and own that you're great and fine and going to be okay. And they'd be lucky to be a part of your kid's life. But I think like there's a difference between owning that you have the kid and rushing the kid in to meet these guys, which I don't say, I'm not saying she's saying she wants to do, but I do love this email.
She's going to be fine. Yeah. She's gorgeous. Her, you know, but for the people out there that are feeling in the same situation, I mean, there are a lot of great guys that do not give a shit if you have a kid or not.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I met a girl now and she had a child, I wouldn't care at all.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd be like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's like, it's all about how natural it is. It's like, you know, we have people that write in about their problem. This isn't a problem. This is, your kid isn't a problem. But I'm saying, people are like, well, I've had this thing in my past. Yeah. We're as comfortable as the weight you put on, just like you said.
Yeah.
I got a kid. I think what makes guys uncomfortable is that you feel like you're signing up to like help this person with the kid. The more you, it's fact of life, the more it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Josh Adam Myers, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, buddy. This was fantastic.
Such a great time. Happy to have you. At Josh Adam Myers on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support The 500 with Josh Adam Myers every Wednesday. And if right now you're listening and you're at the end of this episode and you're in New York City, go to Brooklyn, the Warsaw. Come on out. The show, I've been to a bunch of them. I've been to a couple of them. They're so much fun. Bring a crew, dance, sing, have a fun time. Let's do some news.
You guys believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, it depends. I don't. I mean, it's like there's that show Haunted on Netflix, and I watched it and I was like, I don't know. I just haven't had really there's so much energy in human bodies that when we die, it is so weird that it just, where does it go? But I don't know. I don't have my own personal experience.
I got aliens over ghosts.
Oh, there has to be aliens.
Aliens, I believe in more than ghosts.
Yeah, because there's the space is so infinite. So it's just,
it's got
to
be something.
There has to be another one of these somewhere.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, a British woman has claimed she has slept with 20 ghosts and is now engaged to one.
You know what's so crazy? We get a story like this once every couple of weeks where these women are just like, are guys that horrible that they're like, fuck it, I'm going ghost. Like, I'm sick of the ghosting. I'm sick of Tinder. I'm sick of Bumble. I'm sick of Hinge. I'm sick of the bars. I'm just going to marry this ghost. Like, that's, have we driven these women insane, or were they insane to begin with?
We're all insane. That's the beautiful thing. I mean, does the ghost, you know, like, help out? Like, does it, like, buy Snapples for the apartment? Or
I saw this story, and it's, what's the ghost do? What is she?
Why don't we hear from her?
Okay, let's hear from her. She's done interviews. See, this is when you know it's an attention.
People will be scratching their heads and say, get out of it. Come on, this didn't happen. This is a real presence in your life. You're a spiritual guidance counselor. You're used to this sort of thing. You
see,
open
this
up
is when
channels
I don't buy it.
To the
Follow
other
the money.
Side.
Follow the money.
I do, yeah.
And this is a channel that, well, you really connected with.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at she's smiling.
Person,
she's got like a grin.
This presence. Can you tell us anything about him, her, it?
It. Look,
I
try to be respectful.
As him, because that's
I'm talking
easier.
Shit at the same time.
Very ancient, very wise, very kind.
Has been on the planet before?
I would say for a very long time, yeah.
Pause it.
Yeah.
So I like that there's an ex-boyfriend out there being like, he's not that wise. Fuck that ghost. An ex-ghost that's pissed off.
She was engaged to a real human man.
Yeah, what did
and
he say?
Left him
previously
for the ghost?
And said she like cheated on her, the fiance with the ghost. Then slept with 20 more, then met this ghost while on a business trip in Australia.
See,
as you do.
Mixing business with pleasure.
The sneaky Australian ghosts.
I guess if a person who doesn't mind putting themselves out there as a ghost expert, they won't mind being like, yeah, I also fucked the ghost.
I mean, you have to assume
time.
Maybe she's in a meditative state and she just suddenly felt like a ghost was, you know, playing with her woohoo. I have no idea. I mean, I'd like to talk to her. I'd like to get to know the story.
Yeah. I mean, I I love the
details.
Fact.
Like,
I want to know what ghost sex is like.
Well, I mean, you know.
Do they touch a butthole?
Do they leave the slime like ectoplasmic shit from Ghostbusters? Like, is that.
That would be fun. She left some slime.
Did she take more than one ghost at the same time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, is there multiple ghost lovers?
Like, this happens more to women because, like, how does a guy have sex with a ghost? Like, was
I've
it
had
like,
a
where
wet
do
dream.
I where do I go?
I mean,
yeah.
But like,
I would think a wet dream is a ghost sex. I could see how. I just think, you know, if 13-year-old me.
That's true.
So a ghost was giving you a handy?
Yeah, my first experience was with a ghost.
Then what if you hear those guys at strip clubs who wear the loose pants and finishing them? Is that a ghost?
I didn't know that was a thing.
They're getting dry humped.
Yeah.
They're not just like, it's not, their dick isn't magically moving up and down. I mean, maybe.
Well, if this was happening to men, we'd have a whole ghost Me Too movement, and they'd be marching these streets. They'd be floating along
the
streets.
How do we know they're not having to march right now?
Yeah,
they
might
be.
Yeah, there could be one right on the deck.
She can see it. We can't.
I feel for this woman. It's so funny, her face during this interview. Can you see it?
Let me see it.
You gotta, she's smirking like this ghost. Oh, he knows how to go down on me. Like, she's smirking.
She's got that kind of confidence. And oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He's a lover. He's a very big lover.
He's wise. Like, the way she said he's wise was like, I wanted to be like, well, fuck him.
Oh, she's having the best orgasms of her life
of
right
her
now.
Life,
this
yeah.
is beyond tantric.
I'm good at masturbating, too. We have any more stories?
Well, you guys are both performers.
Artists.
Hard to like break into comedy feeling confident, but there's a video of Lady Gaga I'd like to show you guys.
Okay.
If you're kind of feeling down about yourself, that maybe could
help
you
us out. Please. This is Lady Gaga.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but I had this one incredible talent with me There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you. And that
she's pointing at Bradley Cooper.
You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you and one does, and that was him. So,
you know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe, but all it takes
she's
is
got
one.
Her sound bite
down. You know,
100
people can be in a room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one person believes in you, and it can change everything. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and just one does. You know, there can be 100 people in the room and 99
for the listeners
at
home, we're not repeating the same video.
100 people and there can be in a one room, right? And 99 don't believe in you, but just one believes, and it can change your whole life. 100 people in the room.
I love that she thinks that. I love that she thinks
and it changes your whole life, and there can be 100 people.
I love that
we're
she
not even
thinks,
halfway
yeah,
through this video.
Yeah, this keeps going. I love that she thinks that like her life changed from A Star Is Born. It's been rocking for like a long time. Like
we all believe.
You know, Bradley isn't the catalyst that got her to wear a meat outfit at the VMAs. You know, she did.
There's also the whole gay community believes.
Yes.
Like you have a whole community that is just in love with you.
Like you like have like catchphrases you've come up with, but it's not like every time you go, you know what? I was thinking the other day.
Well,
I shouldn't say this, but when you like a bunch of Instagram pics, it's kind of like tapping on a window.
Also, if I repeat myself, I'm either doing it with tongue in cheek or I say I've said this before.
Yeah.
This is more equivalent to me of doing a late night set and then going doing the same late night set.
Oh yeah,
this
is her soundbite for this promo tour that she's got it down.
You
got
to feel bad though because they did. I mean, look at how many interviews she had to do for this movie, so she had to come up with something.
Yeah, it's being asked the same question, and this is such a massive hit that it's just nonstop. Like this is. So many readers who are sending in letters like on their date, the dates they've gone on that they're now asking you questions about recently have all been going to see A Star Is Born. So
every one of their second dates
is like Star Is Born.
Oh yeah, well, this would be good. I won't cry in this movie. I do have empathy for her in the sense that like the idea that she has asked the same question a thousand times.
Yeah.
But also she could, doesn't she write her own stuff? She could come up with something.
Oh yeah, she's killing it, and that's a good soundbite. It's not horrible. It's just it's a way to it's almost like a what do you call it? Like not a you're like a tantra. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's saying it over, and it's just for other people to hear and feel something. That's the truth? Is that it's just like everybody could be against you, but if one person's there just to. Could change your life. So
it's also kind of a good soundbite. It's a perfect soundbite that goes with the movie.
Yes.
Because that's like the whole thing in the movie is she's discovered. So listen, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Josh Adam Myers, thank you so much.
This was fantastic. Thank you for having me, buddy.
Such a pleasure. At Josh Adam Myers on Twitter and Instagram, The 500 with Josh Adam Myers. That's the podcast. Go subscribe. And tonight, Warsaw and BK, the goddamn comedy jam. Go. Bill Burr. Are you fucking kidding me? Get involved. Enjoy. That's our episode. We'll be back next episode. Boom.